Sky King.
Say, gang, here's a question that should make you stop and think. Is your home really safe? Now, if you consider for just a moment, I'll bet the answer will be not always. And I'll bet the reason that it isn't always safe is that every now and then you forget to put away your toys, games, or sporting equipment. Those things can cause plenty of trouble if they're left lying around on the floor when they're not being used. Hundreds of people are hurt or killed every year in falls caused by things left underfoot. A baseball bat, a ball, a rope, a roller skate. Any one of these things can cause accidents if you give them a chance. Play with them, have fun with them, but put them away when you're through. If they're in their proper place, you don't have to worry about them. And your mother will thank you for being thoughtful and helpful, and you'll be doing your part to make your home really safe. Don't be careless. Remember this little jingle. All the time, everywhere, be cautious. Take care. Now, the adventures of Sky King. Quito. Snow-crested volcanic peaks 2 miles high, shrouded in cloud mist. Hot sunlight lancing through towering palm trees. Government buildings low and white. Houses made of pressed brick. Quito, streets teeming with people. Spaniards, mestizos, Indians. High heels and sandals. Ox carts and convertible coupes. Quito, capital city of Ecuador. Not very long ago, you remember, Prince Aurungzebe and the dwarf Baron were knocked out by Sky King and Jim Bell and were turned over to the Mexican police. Then, as the giant DC-6 roared toward Quito on the first leg of the journey to the land of the Diamond Scarab, a message came over the radio.
This is Prince Aurungzebe calling Sky King.
It's the prince.
Hey, how can that bird be calling us from jail?
Keep still, please.
This is Prince Aurungzebe. The Mexican prisons are not very formidable, Mr. King. We had no difficulty in getting out.
Oh, gosh, he escaped.
Quietly.
You will arrive in Quito before me. But I am not far behind you. And when I get there, I will strike. This time, Mr. King, I will strike without warning. Remember that. I will strike without warning.
That happened only a short while ago. Now the big plane has landed, and Sky King, Penny, Clipper, Jim Bell, and Martha are walking along the crowded streets of Quito on their way to a hotel. Behind them are Dan Porter and Ola. Clipper speaks.
Well, brother, this joint I go for. Looks like Coney Island on Saturday night.
When were you ever in Coney Island, young man?
Yeah. Oh, Martha, why do you want to pin me down? I've seen pictures of it.
Pictures? I've seen pictures of Paris and Rome. But I don't go around telling folks I've been there.
Well, you can tell folks you've been to Quito now, Marty. And you can tell Mary Bell and the Wednesday Women Club all about it, too. You can have their eyes just popping right out the heads.
Oh, if I live long enough to get home, you mean, don't you? Oh, fine, how do you do this is. First time I've ever been any place in my life. And no thanks to you either, Jim Bell.
Oh.
And now I suppose I'll get shot in the back or stabbed while I'm sleeping in my bed by that prince, what's his name?
His name is Aurungzebe, Mom. Prince Aurungzebe.
Well, it may be Aurungzebe to him, but it's what's his name to me. And you can take it or leave it.
He'll take it, Martha, if you tell him to.
He'll take something else, too, if he tries to come sneaking around me. I'll get me a club, that's what I'll get me. And if what's-his-name comes up poking his long snoot into my whereabouts...
Bam, biff, bang!
Yeah.
No more what's-his-name.
Think you're smart, don't you, Mr. Clipper King? Well, let me tell you something.
Whoa, save it, Marty. There's one of them souvenir shops right across the street.
Oh, where?
You were right over there, see? You told me to tell you when I see one.
Oh, kind of nice-looking one, too, ain't it?
Yeah.
Say, you think they'll have some of them gauchos in there, Sky?
Oh, what, Martha? What's that again?
Gauchos. You think they'll have them in that there shop? Mary Bell asked me to bring her one.
Mary Bell? Did she ask you to bring her home a gaucho?
What's wrong with that, young lady?
Nothing, Martha. Nothing at all.
No, you get her one, Marthy. You march right across the street there and tell that guy to wrap you up on the newspaper.
See if you can get one without a mustache, Martha.
Yeah. Mustache?
A gaucho's a cowboy, Martha. South American cowboy.
Sure.
A cowboy?
Well, that's all Mary Bell needs.
And you weren't kidding me, none of it. I knew what they was all along. I'm just a stranger.
Sure, Martha. Well, here's our hotel, kids. And now she'll know. Where'd Dan and Olaf get to?
Oh, they're still in back of us, Guy.
Oh.
They're looking in the window. See them?
Maybe they're shopping for gauchos, huh, Martha?
Oh, Mr. Smarty Pants, ain't you? I knew what...
Yeah, sure, I know, Martha. You knew it all the time. Push open the door for Martha Clipper.
Okay.
We can wait in our rooms for Dan and Olaf.
Oh, boy. I sure could do with a nice cold shower.
Yeah, me, I could sure do with something to eat.
Me, too.
Oh, there's the clerk looking at us. Probably thinks we're a bunch of Euromontados.
Huh? Hey, what's that mean, Martha?
It means nuts, Mr. Smart.
Oh, she got you.
I guess that'll hold you, Clipper.
I guess so.
Come on, let's ask the clerk for our rooms. Dan Porter reserves them by wire.
Oh, buenos dias, senora.
Buenos dias,
señores. Que
desea ustedes. Oh, gee, I wish they spoke French down here.
Hold it now. We're a part of Mr. Daniel Porter's party, senor. I understand he wired for rooms.
Oh, Señor Porter, certamente. The Señor Porter from the Estados Unidos. Oh, sí, the Señor Porter. Felipe, come quick. Quick, I say, pronto.
You call, senor?
Do I call? I yell. I shout, I scream. You take these people to the room of the Señor Porter, you lazy one. To the suite of El Presidente. Oh, follow Felipe, please, señores. He will take you.
Gracias, usted, señor. Come on, guys, follow Felipe.
Oh, gee, suite of the Presidente. Golly.
Boy, Dan Porter must be some guy. They make all this fuss over him.
Here, señores. The suite of the Presidente.
And here's something for you, Felipe. Buy yourself a hacienda.
Oh, gracias. Muchas gracias, senor.
No, adique.
Does that mean thank you, Sky?
It better. I gave him a buck. Oh. Well, what do you think, guys? Not bad, huh?
Oh, it's wonderful. Gee, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's even all right. And there's something else to tell them Wednesday women, huh, Marty?
They won't believe me. Oh, but it'd be fun, all this, if it weren't for that prince.
Oh, what can he do? He may have been just bluffing.
He isn't bluffing, Clipper. He's in dead earnest.
Well, will he try to kill us, Sky?
Yes, he may try, honey. But don't you worry about it. If we're careful and keep our eyes open, I don't think he'll get the jump on us.
Oh, shucks, what do we got to stew about? Martha will get her club and she'll take care of the lot of us. How about it, Martha?
Well, I ain't staying alone, I'll tell you that, Jim Bell. So don't get no notions about going gallivanting around this here town. You either, Scott.
Why, I wouldn't take a step without you, Martha. And now I think we'd better get cleaned up a little, don't you? Dan and Olaf will be along in a minute, and they'll want to eat, I know.
Well, they haven't got anything on me.
Okay, then go get yourself washed.
And don't forget your ears, Clipper King.
Oh.
Wash them with soap and dry them. Dry them good.
All right.
You too, Penny.
Oh, God.
We don't want none of these here Spaniards, or whatever they be, to thinking we ain't dry behind the ears yet.
And your answer to that, kids, is a great, big, dignified silence. Mm. Get going.
Yeah.
It's later now. Hours later. Evening is wandering across the heavens and twilight is sliding down from the high mountains. Sky King, Penny, Clipper, and our friends are still out seeing the town. And in their hotel, two men walk cautiously along the hallway that leads to the presidential suite. One of these men is tall, broad-shouldered, almost handsome. The other is small, slight of build. The tall one speaks. And there is the iron of command in his voice.
This is the door, Baron. Open it.
Yes, Highness. The lock is simple. It will take me only a second.
Waste no time. The North Americans may return at any minute. And this time I do not wish them to see us.
There. The door will open now, Highness. You have only to twist the knob.
It should be the neck of that man King that I am twisting as I do this doorknob, then. For the sake of the kingdom, I cannot permit revenge to warp my judgment.
But they will die, Highness. All of them, they will die.
They will die. I have given my word to my father that they will not reach our country. Yes, Baron. They will die.
Gone the foes. Dead the foes. You will let Baron do it, Highness. You will let Baron...
First, we must find the diary, Baron. First, we must find that.
I will find it, Highness. Varen will search. They cannot hide it from the sharp eyes of Varen.
Wait. We will think where it may be hidden. We must not disturb things.
But if they are to die, Highness, what will it matter if things are disturbed?
I am the master, Varen. Nothing is to be disturbed.
Then you are not going to let Varen kill them. You are thinking now of some other way. I can see it in your eyes. Highness, please let Varen...
Silence! It grows dark. They will return soon. We must have more time to make our search.
We will have all the time in the world, Highness, if you will let Varen kill them.
Quiet! They will be on their guard, and there are seven of them. Without our ray tube, which King destroyed, we might have difficulties.
Then we should wait for them to sleep, Highness. And when they sleep, Varen will steal in upon them and...
No, no. I have a better plan. A quicker plan. That bowl of fruit on the table. These North Americans are always eating. They think nothing of their stomachs.
And powder. You will sprinkle the powder over the fruit? But, Highness, they may not all eat.
Of course all of them may not eat. You think me a fool? But some of them will. Yes, Varen. And while they lie there sleeping, and the others are rushing about frantically in their vain efforts to help, we, Varen, you and I, my friend, we will come in upon them and dispose of them.
Gone the foes, dead the foes, and Varen will do it, Highness. Varen will do it. Listen, Highness.
They're coming. I will sprinkle the powder. Plentifully, Varen. Plentifully. There. Now come. We will hide ourselves outside on the balcony. In a few minutes, we will return, my friend. And they will pay for having dared to lay their vile hands on a prince of the kingdom.
Here we are.
Boy, I like this city, don't you, Clifford?
Yeah, it's all right. But kind of too many foreigners.
Foreigners? What do you think the folks down here think you are? Me? I like them.
Yeah, I noticed you liking them, Jim Bell. Especially them senoritas.
Oh, Marty, I was just comparing them to you, honey. You look better.
Oh,
well, you do.
Hey, Skye, what are you doing? Looking around like that.
Oh, nothing, Clipper. I always look around like that. Haven't you noticed?
Oh, what do we do now, Skye?
Well, we eat, I hope. I'm practically starving.
Yeah. Good, I'm for that. But I think we'd better wait for Dan and Olaf to show up.
Gosh, Guy, they may not be here for an hour if they're going to call on the American consul. Can't we go down to the dining room now?
Oh, we'll wait, Clipper. I think they'll be along.
Well, there's some fruit over there on the table. We can eat that, can't we? Boy, I'm hungry, too.
Hey, looks good. Anybody else want some? You, Sky?
Doesn't look bad.
Pass it around, Clipper. Ain't you got no manners? I might nibble at one of them apples myself.
Keep listening. In just 1 minute, a hint about tomorrow on Sky King. You know, it doesn't take much to cause an accident. Not very long ago, I heard about a boy who left a small rubber ball on the stairs, and his mom stepped on it and fell. She was very seriously hurt and had to spend many, many months in the hospital. Just think, a little thing like a rubber ball caused a really bad accident. Next time you're playing with your toys or your sporting equipment, remember to put them away when you finish playing. Don't leave them lying around where someone just might step on them. Roller skates, balls, baseball bats, they all can cause trouble. Putting your toys away as soon as you finish playing with them will not only save your mom a lot of work, but it will also help prevent accidents in your home. That old saying about having a place for everything and having everything in its place is a mighty good one to remember. Don't take chances. Help prevent accidents. This is Mike Wallace reminding you, all the time, everywhere, be cautious. Take care. Are they going to fall in with Prince Aurangzeb's devilish plan? Will they eat that fruit? Be sure you're on deck tomorrow when we bring you Prince Aurangzeb reports to his father. Prince Aurangzeb reports to King Ramses IX. That's tomorrow on Sky King. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.